Chris Hemsworth has, well, he was, as far as I am aware, kind of a no-name up until he was cast as Thor. And while the Thor movies have been considered a significant weak point in Marvel's lineup, his appearance in other roles has very clearly proven, excuse me, his appearances as that role in other movies, namely the Avengers films, has had him stand out very significantly. And so I think he suffers from the writers not quite knowing what to do with him, because both he and his character are very enjoyable to see on screen. Now, he is rather dynamic in his looks. He has worn a variety of hairstyles. Everything from mid-length down past his ears and parted, to just longer than that, down to his neck, the bottom of his neck, and letting it go loose. Or doing what he has had it in Thor, and having it very long, down about midway down his chest, and combed back behind his ears and behind his head. And I personally think that, with a beard, is the best look for him. Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. He appeared with short, parted businessman hair in the new Ghostbusters movie, and it looks terrible. Of course, that movie was terrible, so we'll not talk about that. No, we won't. Like a lot of guys, he looked good with the beard. Right above it, he has a very, very sharp nose that extends quite nicely distance from his face. Above that, he has lovely, piercing blue eyes that always seem to be crinkled just a tad. And I don't think I've ever seen an interview photo of him or any publicity photo of him where he isn't smiling. And I think that translates over to the bedroom. I think he'd be very happy if he cared about you to be sleeping with you. And I think he'd let you know that, and I think he'd let you appreciate that. Or he'd show his appreciation for you. He seems the type to be into body worship quite a bit. Which is interesting, because he, without exaggeration, has the body of a Norse god. He is huge. And what's interesting is that he's not normally huge. He's mentioned many times, I always had to work for that, and how much he had to eat, and how much he had to exercise, and how much he had to watch his diet to get where he is. Excuse me. I pulled an all-nighter last night, and then slept for 5 or 6 hours, from about 6 to noon. So, that's how my day went. Back to Chris, though. He, again, has a belt of Adonis, and a lovely set of abs. You can see the top four very clearly. His chest, shoulders, and biceps are enormous. His forearms are nicely developed, and his hands are very, very strong looking. They're very nice, manly hands that look like they feel good grabbing your arms or your breast or pulling your legs apart. Or even if you asked him nicely, I imagine he'd put them on your throat for you, but I don't think he'd do that. do that on it out of his own volition or want to do that. It would be a thing he did to please his partner. Because that's the kind of dude he seems like he is.